You might remember a while back we came on gushing about the Broadway musical The Band's Visit, starring Tony Shalhoub as the conductor of an Egyptian police orchestra that gets stranded overnight in the wrong Israeli town. It falls to Katrina Lenk's character, a bored cafe owner, to tell the band that instead of Petah Tikva with a P, they've ended up in the backwater Betah Tikva with a B.
Like it boring, like it barren, like it bullshit, like it bland.
Well, the show has received 11 Tony nominations, including Best Musical and Best Original Score, even without the traditional show-stopping songs and dance numbers. It's largely people just aching and waiting for something to happen.
Sometimes it feels like we're moving in a circle around and around with the same scenery going by, but no one's complaining. We're experts at waiting.
The score and lyrics came from David Yazbek, who's been nominated before for The Full Monty, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. He's also got 5 rock albums, and he was a writer for The David Letterman Show. And David Yazbek joins us from NPR's New York studios. David, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
This was a very sweet, small story captured in an Israeli movie, and then the idea was to take it to the stage in a musical. When you first heard that, did you think brilliant or impossible?
Well, my first instinct is always impossible because then I don't have to work. It took me a little while to sort of say yes to the project, but it wasn't because the movie was anything but brilliant. The movie is quiet, but it has such intense emotion underneath that it did suggest music to me.
Well, we want to underscore why you in particular get so much attention, because you wrote all this beautiful music and you've also been in many rock bands. Let's just listen to get a sense of context here. This is Monkey Baby Hanging on a Chicken Wire from Evil Monkey Man. So, David Yazbek, you know, this isn't the usual Broadway fare. Talk a little about where you found the music for The Band's Visit.
I found it all around me and inside me to some extent. I've been a fan of Arabic classical music for a long time.
Well, your father's Lebanese, your mom half Jewish, half Italian. And we understand at 7 years old you were visiting your grandparents in Lebanon and you heard the great female singer Kalthoum on a taxi radio, and that was it.
Yeah, I'd never heard anything like it. Kalthoum is the great singer, female singer of the Middle East, perhaps the most famous singer ever in the world. I heard the music. I didn't know what I was hearing. It was like tasting Indian food for the first time.
And then here's how Katrina Lenk's character, again, the lonely Jewish Israeli cafe owner, singing again to Tony Shalhoub's character, the Egyptian band leader, about how she also heard Kalthoum. Singing there about these influences of both Kalthoum and the actor Omar Sharif. How wonderful for you to be able to put that real-life moment of yours in this musical.
Yes, when you can draw from your own memory and your own sense memory, and there's a lot of references to smells and flavors in that song, and it all comes from a personal place. I was saying that this is the first musical, I guess it's my fourth Broadway show, that felt, while writing it, felt like I was writing songs for one of my albums. It felt that personal to me.
Oh, well, and it comes across, and of course, Katrina Lenk, how lucky are you?
Oh, my God.
That
yes.
She's singing it. So the score has traditional Middle Eastern sounds, the oud. The musicians in the band, many of them, are real musicians. How important was that to you?
Vitally important. It cannot sound authentic, and it cannot bring those emotions that Arabic music brings to an emotional landscape unless it's truly Arabic musicians playing them. For me, the idea of hearing not just the fact that they're great Arabic music players, but also the fact that they're great improvisers, and hearing some degree of improvised music in a Broadway show, that makes it, I think, fresh every night.
Boy, and if people are going, and I hope they are now, these nominations, you know, get them to the theater. Afterwards, occasionally those musicians will come out and sit by the stage door. You sometimes join them, I understand, and play.
I'll take any opportunity I can to play with those guys. They're so good.
Let's listen to a little of Saroya from the band's Visit. But it's not as if you grew up listening to this music. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
I listened to everything. Interestingly, the second time I went to Lebanon, when I was 12, my parents took me to a Miles Davis concert outdoors in the ruins of Baalbek. Mm. And I listened to a lot of jazz. I listened to musical theater because that was my parents' favorite stuff. But I also would go to the Lincoln Center Library for the Performing Arts almost every weekend and spend at least a couple of hours just going through their album stacks. I was really voraciously interested in all kinds of stuff. I learned about African music, West African stuff, Northern African. I learned about folk music from China and all over the world. And I learned about a lot of different types of classical music.
Well, and it all comes out in all of your musicals. I want to listen to something from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, based on the film by Pedro Almodovar. Latin flair. Let's listen to the song Model Behavior. Candela, a model, realizes that the man of her dreams is probably an international terrorist. It could happen. She sings a 5-minute long, you know, sort of stream of consciousness monologue to her friend Pippa's voicemail.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you okay or not there? But we need to talk. My stomach's aching like I swallowed some enormous rock. I'm at the phone booth on the corner and I've only got a minute, cause I'm running out of change, cause I've been lending all my money to Malik.
David Yazbek, who would you say of the Broadway greats has been your biggest influence?
For me, it has to be Frank Lesser. Guys and Dolls is such a great musical, and it's always been my favorite. It just is the wedding of interesting, timely yet timeless music. Sondheim is definitely helps psych me up when I have to write a song that needs to be sort of intellectually clever.
How does it feel that some people are saying you're making your way into that firmament?
I guess it feels good. I never dreamed about being a musical theater composer. I sort of fell into it. Now that I've done my 5th Broadway show will be next year. Now that I've done 5 of them, I do feel like I really am one, finally. But doing the band's Visit has made me understand how important live theater is to the soul. And watching an audience galvanize around a performance that's happening in real time, I'm really appreciating my role as a dramatist and as a theater person.
Well, you talk about soul moments. There are several in the band's Visit. There's no big number, as we said, except to like a few seconds at the very end. When a peripheral character, he's the guy waiting at the phone booth, hoping somebody will call him, a lost love. He's waiting there for days. And he's singing his lament when suddenly the cast joins in. Let's listen. I mean, there's nothing more spiritual than people staring up in the air and saying, answer me.
That moment, it doesn't last very long, but it comes and it opens like a sunflower, and then it lasts just a little bit, and then it closes. And it's my favorite moment in the show. You hear all the voices singing at the same time in a beautiful chord, and then in unison. And when it's over, you're left with this feeling of, it exists, there's hope for it, but it's fleeting. And that's exactly the feeling that that Itamar Moses, the book writer, and David Cromer, the director, and I were going for.
You know what critics have said about the band's Visit, near perfection. And you're up against some pretty big pieces, Angels in America, Frozen, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, which just has more things going on stage than possible, Mean Girls, Tina Fey. It's like the Sesame Street song, which of these things does not belong? I mean, yours is just such a little jewel. How do you feel about that, that sense of...
Oh, I feel great. I mean, it's the ultimate compliment, you know, what one of these things doesn't belong here, and it's the thing that I was involved with, is like, that's just very exciting to me. So the fact that we can present something that you don't expect on Broadway and that people seem to have embraced so genuinely, I feel like we're expressing a truth. We're not just entertaining, and that makes me very happy.
That's musician, composer, lyricist David Yazbek, nominated for a Tony for Best Original Score for the Broadway hit, The Band's Visit. Get tickets. David, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And by the way, that fifth musical David mentions, it's Tootsie, a musical based on the movie. It's slated to open on Broadway this fall. Can't wait.